This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Former 24/7 champion, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Bear, I'm doing a show. Turkey, ducky, turkey, ducky.
That's great.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
We might have to edit Edith out of that.
What? Why?
Well, it's not exactly the truth right now.
Oh. First of all, it means more than a 1 month rating. It's about overall what this show is.
Okay,
Michael, Don, you know what I'm saying.
Or she could be referring to the Nick pregame that pulled a 15.
No, what she really means is she felt strongly about the Islander pregame.
No,
which
the 8-1.
8.1, yeah.
Yeah, that was something.
But you know what I heard she was disappointed in? Really
what was
upset
that?
About?
No.
She was very upset that Bob Costas, legitimately the best half hour of radio we've done in a year,
yes.
pulled a 0. That
right.
was she found that to be very disturbing. Which
and
I
then Brian Gumbel said, "Hold my beer."
He got minus. Brian Gumbel, who I thought was terrific, we lost.
On TV.
We right. actually lost ratings.
But then that 13-1 Ranger pre. Woo.
Well, which game was that, though, Don? Because you bring it with those pregames.
Not
you know
true.
What I mean?
I think Don was actually doing the game that day, so I think it was a Grosso vehicle.
Oh, wow. Well, you know yeah. what they say. When Grosso is doing a pregame, throw out
the
records.
Throw
the meters.
Oh,
no, literally. That's what happens. They throw their meters in the garden.
Right.
That's exactly it.
When Grosso is on the pregame, you throw away the game.
Apparently so. Let's start ENM, which is brought to you by Sloman's and Casa Noble.
Oh, sure.
I'd like to start off this evening by saying good evening to Michael.
Damn, we're 27-9.
Okay.
That was Michael's classic. Do you ever walk by the mirror and say, boy, I'm great?
But the damn is special. Let's hear it again.
Damn, we're 27-9. You know what, Don? It's amazing how well you know me. That was an offshoot of wink and say, how great am I? You're right.
That is absolutely true. Let's say good evening to Michael again.
I have an insatiable desire for things.
let's say good evening to Don.
Devour the competition and defecate them out.
Good evening to myself.
What'd you say there, Andrew?
That's how you want to start a segment.
That was Peter's version of, huh?
You know what? If anything, we have fun.
And lastly, let's say good evening to Pete Stemkowski.
Unbelievable.
You know, somebody on Twitter said he sounded like Reverend Jim from Taxi.
You know what? I saw that, and they're right.
Guys, I did an interview today that I got to tell you was something.
Freddie Keehy.
It was not with Freddie Keehy. It was with Chad Hugo, who is one half of the Neptunes, right? You guys are familiar with the Neptunes, right? Have you heard
I'm
the
not.
Name? No?
Nope.
The planet, the city in South Jersey.
No. They're the most successful production team in the history of hip-hop.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, sure.
They produced some of the biggest records of all time. Okay?
Example?
Of who they've worked with? Or sure. A song you might know.
A song
we might know.
How about I Just Want to Love You, parentheses, Give It to Me by Jay-Z. You would very likely know that. You would probably know You Don't Have to Call by Usher. Maybe you've heard Pass the Cavarsier by Busta Rhymes and Diddy. There are so many, though. Michael Jackson, Justin Timberlake.
Oh,
like I love. How about Justin Timberlake, Like I Love You? They're Justin's first solo single. Rock Your Body, which we play on this show, by Justin Timberlake, also a Neptune's vehicle. So they've done everything, right?
Everything.
How about Blank in a Box, the Justin Timberlake vehicle? Did they produce that?
They did not produce the Lonely Island's Blank in a Box.
What in the world am I doing?
I'm sorry, Peter continues.
Sorry, I'm continuing. But... Laura and I interviewed Chad today. Pharrell is the front facing person as you know, right? Like, he's very talkative. He's very famous. He's the songwriter. He's the front-facing guy. Chad does not do interviews. And it was one of the most interesting and challenging interviews I've ever done. Michael, I thought about you. I thought about what would you do. Because when I was asking, nothing I was asking could get him to really engage in the questions.
I had such an interview, and you know what I did? I gave up. Eminem and Jay-Z in the booth in Detroit many years ago, and Eminem was a complete nozzle.
But this guy wasn't being a nozzle. I think he's just legitimately pretty weird. Like, it would be one thing if he was trying to be a nozzle, because then I can at least talk a little trash. But he wasn't, and he's a legendary guy, right? So, Don, the default is to sort of laugh at it. But I can't laugh at it and act like a shock jock with a guy who I truly respect, who's about to be inducted to the Songwriters Hall of Fame. I'm not going to mock the guy.
Well, then your obvious question is, are you this weird?
And that's where I probably should have gone, especially because they're called the Neptunes. Their album was called Clones. Their label's called Star Trek. They're very into all things spacey. I should have gone spacey. I should have, like, asked him if he was a clone himself. It was... I'll send you some clips tomorrow, guys. It'll be on the Hot 97 YouTube channel. It's very interesting. Let's talk a little Yankees, shall we?
Please.
Let's see. This is normally on this show, we go to Michael Kay to hear takes on Aaron Judge. But I am curious to hear Chris Canty on with Greeny talking about the Yankees extending Judge and it not extending him being a mistake.
Do we want to pay what it's going to cost for Aaron Judge on the open market? And based off the season that he's having and how the Yankees have done business in recent years, the answer to that question is going to be no.
Yeah.
Hal Steinbrenner's not going to pony up what it's going to cost to get Aaron Judge. He's just not. And so where do you turn if you're the New York Yankees to replace that kind of production? Not just the bat in your lineup, but what Aaron Judge gives you out in the outfield, because he's a gold glove outfielder. You're talking about a guy that can play right field, a guy that can play center field. He's a heck of a defensive player, and he's got an absolute cannon attached to his right shoulder. So I don't know why the Yankees decided to handle Judge this way, but it's turning out to be the wrong decision.
See, what I would take exception with Chris is that they didn't choose to, they made what they thought was an incredibly big offer. And most people in baseball agree. So Aaron said, no, that's not enough. They didn't lowball him. So
yeah.
I don't think they have regrets. They gave him what they thought was a great offer.
Chris is misunderstanding like a lot of fans are. The Yankees did not make that offer saying, we don't think you're capable of having a monster year. You know, no, they weren't insulting him. This is what we believe you're worth. If he goes out and has a phenomenal year, all right, that's what they believe that the price is. Like, I don't really think it's going to change much. And if it was discounted in some way in Judge's eyes, it's because of how big he is and the injuries that he has had. And they're not going to be swayed by an MVP caliber season. So is it going to be a mistake, Michael, if, God forbid, he tweaks his back and is out 6 weeks? Or is it going to be, boy, the Yankees really, they did the right thing. Like, we're 37 games in, people, okay? Listen, this is going to sound like a hot take. It's not. He's not going to hit 60 home runs. So the likelihood is he may cool down.
He could.
He could.
Yesterday's price is not today's price.
Exactly.
But it could go. That drop could be right. Because we still have a lot of baseball left to be played, and we'll see how the narrative is going to go. But even if he ends up being on pace and hits 65 home runs and breaks all kinds of records, I don't think the Yankees are going to be moved by that because they know he's a good player. Their concerns are still their concerns.
Now, very different Yankee story, Michael.
Talk to me.
Is about third-round pick Jake Sanford. The Yankees cut Sanford after he allegedly stole bats and gloves from teammates and tried to sell them online. He also allegedly scammed fans, selling autographed equipment and never delivering.
What?
Right. Thoughts, Michael?
I don't get that. Third-round pick is a guy that, you know, there's a real good chance he can make the major leagues. I mean, what's wrong? This guy has to be an issue there.
Yeah, he has to be. There. Because, you know what? You almost could – it wouldn't be right, but you could almost understand if, like, there was no chance. Like, it was a journeyman who'd been around forever, And they knew they were never making the majors. And they went, you know what? I got an opportunity. I'm going to try to make some money here to survive. Okay, it wouldn't be right, but I could get it. But why would he do that? Yeah, there has to be something going on to do that as a third-round pick.
It's odd. And to steal from your own teammates. But it does happen.
Yeah. Michael, where was he playing?
Yeah, I think he was playing. But the Yankees did the right thing and said, get lost.
Do we know where?
In the Double-A team. So that I think that's
was he in Somerset?
Hudson Valley.
The Double-A is Somerset.
Then it might have been Somerset.
So here's my question. How much money are you getting stealing and selling stuff from your other minor league teammates?
And then he sold his autograph and didn't deliver on it.
Sometimes the answer is just bad guy.
Sometimes. But this almost seems too weird.
He was in Tampa last year, so that's their A-ball team.
Very strange.
Don't steal from me, Peter.
I never. I tried. I sold that picture of that weird picture of you wearing the bolo tie as a 10-year-old.
Yeah, that would a lot on EK.
EK is a site.
Oh yeah, it sells all my stuff. EK.
Not to be confused with. Not to be confused with Isaiah Kiner Falefa's site.
IKF.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Let's talk Giants football for a moment, if you will. James Bradberry, gone. We know that. He's been let go.
Oh, he didn't go far, though.
No, don't worry.
I love this guy.
If you're worried you weren't going to see him, you'll see him twice a year, minimum, because he has joined the Eagles on a one-year deal. Fills a big need in the Eagles' secondary. They'll pay him $7.5 million, all but $250,000 guaranteed, with another $2.5 million in upsides. Andrew, thoughts?
Oh man, the group texts were going wild with this one. This was very well received by Eagles fans. People really, really wanted this to happen.
You know what bothers me though? You know, I'm reading social media when this happened, and Giant fans, I hate him. You released him. What would you want him to quit? Never play again?
He's a good player.
He's a really good player, and the Giants know he's a really good player, and they were painted into a corner because of Gettleman, and they had to get rid of him.
And that's why the Gettleman gift just keeps on giving, right? The one thing he got right, getting him, turned out to be a negative because they had to let him go because of the cap hell they were in. They saved, $10 million on the cap?
Yep.
He didn't have a great year last year, but still, the year before, he was very, very good.
Yeah, I was hoping.
And in a perfect world, Peter, no cap or whatever, he'd still be on the team.
Well, so the Giants obviously needed some help. Following the cut of Bradberry, they signed corners Maurice Kennedy and Khalil Dorsey.
Yay! They got Dorsey?
Khalil Dorsey.
Wow.
You a big fan?
Love him.
They're there to bolster the depth chart.
It's not going to be a great year.
Yeah.
I have them what, with 7 wins?
Yes, in your win-loss-loss-loss win game. You also had the Jets with 10.
That's right. Feel very comfortable with both.
That secondary also boasts Adoree Jackson, Darnay Holmes, Radarius Williams, and the recently drafted Cardale Flatt.
Mm. Now, don't take this the wrong way, Michael.
Go ahead. Yeah.
But if you're comfortable with the Jets winning 10 games.
Yeah.
And the over-under is what, like 5.5, 6 in Vegas?
I might bet.
Then you would be a moron if you didn't. Like, really, like not even functioning. Just, really just dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're that comfortable and you're 4 clear of the over-under, come on, Pete, am I wrong?
They're giving me money.
I told him that day that he should do it. If you really think they could get to 10, how do you
he
not?
Doesn't. He doesn't. By the way, he doesn't. That's the answer.
And Don, if he's about it, don't just bet it.
Not hard.
I want Charlie and Callie's college education on the line.
Pick them.
How could
something.
You agree with him, Peter? You were with me when I played the always famous, never boring win-loss-win-loss-loss-loss-win game. I meant every pick.
Well, you mean every pick, but then when you look at it in the light of day, you say, wow, that's a little much. You're owning this.
I'm owning
you
it.
You think they're going 10-7.
Yeah, I'm good.
All right. Well, then if you're good, then I would think, honestly, Peter, for considering Michael's wealth, I think he puts five figures on this bet. If he doesn't, there's something wrong.
Honestly, five figures is kind of light work. You know?
But listen, he's not crazy.
He's not like
Drake.
I've
been called crazy.
I was thinking.
Yeah,
about
putting, see.
I was thinking about Don throwing 10K on Tiger to win the PGA at 60-1.
Listen. If you're going to do that, right? And it's a chilly day in Manhattan, just set it on fire. It's the same thing.
No, it's not the same thing because there's no hope once it's on fire.
That's right.
There's hope. Always... Betting Tiger to win is no hope.
Well, there's some hope.
Come on.
There's no hope.
You want
to
make
bet it with me. I'll book it. You don't have to go to the app. I'll book it.
I won't bet him to win, but tell me where you think Tiger is going to finish.
Out of the money.
What?
Well.
Not making the cut, you mean?
No.
Or not getting any money. Not making money. Okay.
24th.
He'll
make the cut. 24th.
He'll make the cut and finish 24th.
Yeah. He'll be like 10 over.
Wow. These are bold statements you're throwing out there, Michael.
This guy's loose.
We got to change something up here, right?
Well, no, that's right. And, like, look, Dan Orlovsky, he's become a hot take machine. Where'd he end up?
Look, he's in the NFL booth.
He's in the NFL booth.
Look, Russo's a hot take machine. He's on. Remember when Stephen A. came on the show? I would definitely be on First Take. Still waiting.
Yeah.
I've got to get into the hot take business. Yeah.
You're going to get into the Rangers game 3 before you're going to be on First Take.
Did I ever tell you about the time I was at the NBA Finals and I ran into a bigwig ESPN exec who you both know quite well?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And this person said to me, and I quote, "Well, why aren't you on TV more?" And I said, "Well, you would be the person to decide that." They asked me.
I'm going to need a name.
Yeah.
I can't.
Can you give us an initial?
For you two?
Yeah.
I'll have you guess an initial. I'll let you each have a guess of initials.
N.W.
No.
Yeah.
J.P.
You already guessed, and no.
The one that Michael threw out is like the only one I know anymore.
Oh, no. This is one you're forgetting who you definitely know. Definitely. Long relationship.
And he's still there?
Yeah, sure. Great guy.
Oh, I know.
Give me the initials.
I can give another guess. D.R.
There you go. Don is still lost. You know why, Michael? Because when these people are around, he's watching the Canucks Flames game.
That's right. The guy used to work here, Don. He used to work at the station. Got it yet?
Come on.
Wow.
I'm not surprised.
So, yeah, I didn't get the call for First Take yet either.
But I was promised by the host.
That is true. But you didn't follow up with him, did you?
I didn't think it was my place to follow up. He said,
"No,
it'll get done."
You hit him on the follow-up, and you go, "Steven, what's up with this?"
Listen, how do I even compete with Pat Bev?
Well, then you have to have a similar take in the industry.
Exactly.
So who in the industry do you feel Chris Paul-like that you would go out and destroy.
I'm not going to give it away for free. I'll do it when I get.
I'm just saying, but you got to let them know what you're going to do first.
No, I'm an extemporaneous performer. I don't rehearse. I don't tell you what I'm going to say. I just say it. Like the Jets are going to go 10-7. I just said it.
So
I didn't alert anyone
man.
I was going to say it.
And own it.
When they don't, it'll be on them.
It's their fault.
Speaking of a crazy Jets take, before we head to Rangers pregame, let's hear Buck Showalter's take on the Jets.
You don't know that. Listen, we play, what, 38, 39? I don't know how many games we play, something like that. I mean, it's like we all want to know about something before it happens. We want to know if the Jets are going to beat the Patriots. Don't say no. They're going to beat them this year.
Can I ask you a question, Don, with the Rangers coming up?
Quickly.
Paul Bissonnette, right?
Yes.
Let's see what he tweeted out.
I'm sure it's something outrageous.
SB Ranger fans feeling about tonight's game? He's on their national platform.
Yeah, but have you seen the TNT broadcast? I mean, they're trying so hard to be the NBA. And
wait,
Paul
SB?
Bissonnette, listen, Paul Bissonnette was a goon when he played. I mean, good guy, and he knows his hockey, but it's all just hot takes and outrageous stuff because
you can't call a fan base SBs.
What are SBs?
The last part is bag.
Oh.
But that's what
got
him on the air.
Read your sponsors, Peter.
But that's what
Thank
got
you.
Him on the air.
All right. Let me put a bow on this
ENN. That's the world
ENN.
We live in now.
Let me put a bow on this ENN brought to you by Sloman's. Call the 1-800-ALARM. Me to receive a free doorbell camera with the installation of your Sloman Shield. Keep your family safe. Call 1-800-ALARM. Me and Casa Noble. When life moves fast, take a moment to hit pause and experience the smooth, elegant taste of Casa Noble tequila. The perfect tequila for all of life's meaningful moments.
I mean, well, what if David Ortiz said that about Yankee fans on the postseason? You just can't have somebody who's on your main platform say that.
It's wild. That is a bit far.
We have a big show tomorrow.
Oh,
both Yankees-Mets afternoon games. Stay tuned for the Rangers pregame with Don and the words of Billy Joel. Life is a series of hellos and goodbyes. I'm afraid it's time for goodbye again. See everybody.